来看一下阿摩斯书的第九章。
Now we'll go to Amos chapter 9.
阿摩斯书第九章主要是分为两个部分。
And Amos chapter 9, there is two parts to it.
第一个部分呢是从第一节开始到第十节。
The first is from verse 1 to 10.
第二个部分是从十一节到十五节。
And the second is from verse 11 to 15.
第一个部分讲到有关于神的审判是不能够逃脱的。
And for the first part is talking about the judgment of God, which we cannot flee from it.
所以每一个人都必须去面对这个审判。
And everyone needs to face this judgment.
所以在这个段落里面讲到就算是他们到了天上，神也会把他们拉下来。
And until this part, even though that man has lifted up to the highest point, God will also bring them down.
那如果他们躲在这个树林当中，神也会把他们找出来。
And if they hide in the bushes or the forest, God will also find them.
就算是他们躲在深渊里面，神也会把他们拉出来。
And even God have if they hide into the lowest point, God will also find them.
如果躲在这个海的底处，神也会叫蛇去咬他们。
And until the bottom of the sea, God will ask will command a serpent to bite them.
神用这么多的方式来形容，就是讲到审判是绝对不能逃脱的。
God used used a lot of illustration upon this is because no one can escape from this judgment.
这个叫我们能够想到这个白色审判的这个白色宝座的审判。
And we can see that this is this as like the judgment on the throne.
天地在神面前都逃掉了。
And all the heavens and earth have departed.
所以所有人都必须要面对审判。
And everyone needs to face this judgment.
从大至小都要面对。
And they need to face it from a small matter to a big matter.
当审判的时候，因为天地被毁灭，所以没有时间跟空间的限制。
And because of the judgment, there is no limit to space or time.
所以这个叫做永恒。
And this is eternal.
所以行义的人复活审判是得救，行恶的人复活审判是下到地狱。
So those who have resurrected, they will be judged to heaven or to hell.
那这边又讲到说要击打这个殿的柱子。
And here it tells that they need to destroy the pillar.
那要使这个门槛来撼动。
And make the gate shake.
使那个柱顶掉落在众人上面。
And until the pillar fall upon them.
我们可以从这当中看到这个各阶层的领袖都犯罪了。
And we can see all of the leaders have sinned.
君王带头犯罪。
And the king has led them to sin.
因为当时候耶罗波安二世虽然国家非常的富强，但是宗教道德是非常的败落。
Even though during the time of Jeroboam the second, he was really prosperous. However, in terms of religion and moral, it is really bad.
他们如何败坏跟堕落呢
？How corrupted are they？
这个是我们从阿摩斯书的前面都讲过了。
And from the front of Amos, we have talked about this.
所以同样的犯罪，我们可以看到神对于领导者的犯罪，要这个赎罪的牺牲的这个赎罪是非常严格的。
And God is really strict upon the leaders to repent.
他们必须要献一只公牛。
They need to offer a male calf.
那个
a bull, sorry.
好，那我们看到说，大祭司如果犯罪，他就献上一只公牛。
If the high priest, if he has sinned, he will offer the bull.
好，全会众犯罪也是献上一只公牛。
And if the whole community has sinned, they will also offer the bull.
所以神的要求很严格。
So, God's requirement is really strict.
好，那在民数记里面二十五章讲到一件事情。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 25, it talks about occurrence.
神看到百姓犯罪。
God has saw that the people has sinned.
那如何让神的这个怒气能够消掉
？And how do they cease the wrath of God?
神就要求一件事情。
God has required them of a matter.
好，我们来看一下，当他们二十五章，好，民数记二十五章。对，民数记二十五章里面。
Numbers 25.
当他们在实情的时候，与摩押的女子来犯罪。
So here the woman of Moab has sinned.
神就吩咐摩西说，将百姓中所有的族长在我面前对着日头悬挂，使我向以色列人所发的愤怒可以消呢。好，所以我们可以看到说，为什么神单单讲到这些首领们。
So here we can see why that God has commanded the leaders.
说所有的族长都要在神面前悬挂起来。
And all of the leaders need to come forward to God.
就是处死，就是把他们杀了。
And it is to be killed.
因为他们可能带头作恶。
Because they are the ones who is leading those people to sin.
所以当然也包括说这些有关跟这个巴利庇尔这个联合的都一样要被杀。
And for cause those who are affiliated with the Baals, they will also be killed.
好，所以那些富豪商人首先会被掳。
So all those wealthy or those businessmen, they will be killed.
那宗教层面呢？
And how about in the religion side?
祭司走偏的道路。
And the priests, they have been astray.
在阿摩斯书六章九节、七章十节。
In Amos chapter 6 and chapter 7, it said,
祭司原本在口中是要讲神的律法。
For priests, their role is to talk about the law of God.
但他们却在这个律法当中寻了情面。
However, in the law, they have found some loopholes.
他们收人家的钱。来讲话。
They have taken other people's money to speak.
所以他们在讲的话都是不实在的。
And what they say is not true.
我们来看一下这弥迦书的三章第五节。弥迦书的三章第五节。
Let's go to Micah chapter 3 verse 5.
这边当然也是讲到先知、祭司跟先知。
And here it talks about the prophets and the priests.
弥迦书的第三章第五节
，Micah chapter 3 verse 5，
说论到说把这个民走他路的先知，他们的牙齿有所觉的，他们就呼喊说平安了。凡不攻击他们的，攻击他们吃的，他们就预备攻击他。这个预备攻击他，或作必遭刀兵啊！耶和华如此说：你们必遭黑暗黑夜哈，以致不见异象。我们就以下省略哈。这边讲到什么
？So here, what is it said?
这些先知或是祭司，他们是以这个利益来做考量。
The prophets and priests, they look at how much they can gain and receive benefit.
如果不给他们吃的，就是让他们有过好的生活。
If we do not give them any food or to let them to have a better life,
他们就用言语攻击他们。
Then they will use words to attack them.
但这不是神所喜悦的。
But this is not what God favored.
可是呢，当时候的祭司、先知都是这样行。
But this is what the priests and prophets have done.
因此，我们今天成为教会的领导者，不要觉得开心。
So being the leaders of the church, we should not be happy about it.
因为如果做师父，就要受到更重的惩罚。
If you have become the rabbi, then you will receive a huge, a strict punishment.
知法犯法是罪加一等哈。
So
知道法律，但是犯了法律，那个刑罚是加重的。
If you know the law and you have committed the law, then you will be punished extra.
所以。我们在阅读圣经的时候
，And when we are reading the Bible，
我们了解越多圣经的道理
，We seek the truth of the Bible。
我们要更加的谨慎
，We need to be more vigilant。
所以，我们今天，只要是教导者，不一定是站在这个台上。
If we are like a teacher, not only that we need, not only those who are on the pulpit。
都必须要更加的谨慎。
We all need to be vigilant.
比如说，身为父母的
For example, the parents.
你会不会教导你的儿女？
Will you teach your children?
身为老师的，你会不会教导你的学生？
As teachers, will you teach your students?
只要是身为一个教导者，神都会特别要求。
If you are a person that is teaching, then God will have a huge requirement of you.
那有些人说，那我不是啊。
And some people they will say, I'm not.
如果我们不是教导者，并不代表说我们也可以逃脱出神的审判。
If we are not the teachers, then we cannot have any excuse of escaping from the judgment of God.
一样要去面对神的审判。
And we still need to face the judgment of God.
我们来看一下路加福音十二章的四十七节。
Let's go to Luke chapter 12.
十二章四十七节。
Luke chapter 12, verse 47.
到四十八节。
Until verse 48.
很多的时候我们会说，不知者无罪，我就不知道你们应该不要判我有什么任何的罪。
A lot of people they will make excuse saying that I do not know the law, I do not know that I have sinned, then I should have no punishment.
但是四十七节说，仆人知道主人的意思，却不预备，也不顺他的意思行，所以这个仆人就必多受责打。第四十七节告诉我们
，In verse 47 it tells us，
你明明知道主人的意思是什么
，You already knew what is your master's will，
就是要好好准备迎接主人
，And you need to be well prepared and to welcome your master。
但是这边说不准备、不预备，又不顺着他主人的意思。
However, here it said that he did not prepare himself or do according to his will。
那他不顺主人的意思是什么？
What does it mean that he did not do accordingly to his master's will?
四十五节解释了这个事情。
And in verse 45, he explained.
动手打仆人和使女。
He has begun to beat the male and female servants.
并且吃喝醉酒。
To eat and drink and be drunk.
就是不按照主人的意思。
And it means that he did not do accordingly to the will of his master.
说那仆人必怎么样？多受责打，一定会受到责打。
And here the servant he will be beaten with many stripes.
那为什么说那仆人
？Then why does it said that that servant？
因为前面讲到说，那个仆人他原本是很忠心的一个管家。
Because in the beginning here it has said that he is a faithful servant.
从四十一节看就知道他是一个忠心有见识的管家。
From here verse 41, he is a great butler.
按时分粮给这些底下的人。
And he has split the portion equally.
但是同样的那个管家心里面如果改变了，就是那个人仆人如果心里改变了
，But the same servant he has already his heart has started to change。
所以我们看到说一个人的心会改变
，And we can see a person's heart will change。
所以不是说在高位成管家就比别人要来的好。
It is not saying that you have a higher position as like a great as like a steward, then you are able to misuse your position.
好，那我们看四十八节。
Let's go to verse 48.
唯有那不知道的做了当受责打的事，必少受责打，因为多给谁就向谁多取，好，多抽谁就向谁多要。这段意思就是说，有些人可能不知道。
And the stress it means that some people they might not know.
所以他们在不知道当中做了不该做的事情，就是当受责打的事情。
Even though they have committed something they did not know, even it is needed to be punished.
圣经上没有说他们不需要受到责打。
In the Bible, it did not say that they will not receive any punishment.
一样要受到责打，只是比较少。
They will still be beaten, however, with a few.
所以，责任如果位置越高，责任越重，受到的责打是越重的。
If you have a higher role and you have a higher responsibility and the punishment to be beaten is much more.
但是同样的，荣耀也是越大的。
However, the glory will be much higher.
好，所以保罗在哥林多前书里面就讲到一段话。
And Paul in 1 Corinthians have said,
他说，当我们在领受这个将来的荣耀的时候，
When we are receiving this eternal glory,
好，我们看到这哥林多前书十五章。
Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
41节、42节。
Verse 41, verse 42.
说日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，心有心的荣光，这心和那心的荣光也有分别，死人复活也是这样。好，所以这个就是将来的荣耀。
So this is the eternal glory.
按着我们所付出的得到的荣耀也不一样。
And it is according to what we have done and offered, it is quite different.
好，那既然我们都必须面对神的审判，
And all of us will need to face the punishment of God.
就要好好准备如何迎接神。
And we need to be well prepared to welcome God.
那只要是我们活着那一段时间，
If we are still living at that time,
就是我们准备的时候，
It is the time for us to prepare.
好，那我们来看一下神给我们什么盼望呢？
And let's see what did God give us in hope.
我们再翻回来看阿摩斯书的第九章十一节到十五节这一段。
Let's go back to Amos chapter 9.
阿摩斯书第九章。
Amos chapter 9.
我们来看第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节是神给以色列百姓选民一个希望。
And here in verse 8, God has given the Israelites a hope.
说主耶和华的眼目查看这有罪的国，必将这国从地上灭绝，但是呢，却不将雅各家灭绝尽尽。这是耶和华说的。
And this is what God has said.
什么叫做神不把他们灭绝尽尽？
And what does it mean that God will not utterly destroy the house of Jacob?
就是会留下一些逃脱的人。
It means that he will leave some escapees.
第九章十一节说，神会重新建立起那倒塌的帐幕。
And in verse 10, it has said that God will raise up the fallen tent.
所以神真的在1948年的5月14号重新建立了以色列国。
And God has committed to his promise, which is in 1948 that he has risen up the nation of Israel.
好，接下来十二节哈。
And in verse 12,
重新得到这神的应许之地。
And to re-inquire the promised land of God.
好，所以这些人都会到神的名的，好，以神为名的国。
And these people will gather in this kingdom.
第三个十三节到十四节。
And the third from verse 13 to verse 14.
重新修造葡萄园。
And it is to rebuild the vineyard.
最后第十五节讲到神绝对不会再拔出来了。
And in verse 15, it has said that God will no longer to pull them out.
那对我们今天而言有什么意义在里面呢？
And for us today, what does it mean?
好，我们要面对神的审判。
We need to face the punishment, the judgment of God.
好，这是将来的事情。
And this is what will happen in the future.
但是神总是让我们有一条出路。
But God will always give us a way.
只要我们重新修复这样的与神和好的关系。
If we have rebuilt the relationship between us and God.
只要我们再重新回到神的身边。
If we have returned to the to God's side,
我们一样能够重新被栽植。
And we will still be replant.
神会用他的话语来洁净我们。
God will use his words to cleanse us.
所以神的意念是一个平安的意念。
God's will is quite peaceful.
就像父母对待儿女。
As like parents to the child.
用藤条打。
They use a cane to cane their children.
虽然是打在儿子身上，但是痛是却在，这种疼痛却是在父母的身上。
Even though that they cane the child, however, the pain is towards their heart.
所以打在儿身，痛在娘心嘛。
So you hit the child's body, a child's flesh, but the pain is in the heart of yours.
那责打的目的是要回转。
And to punish the child is to let him to come back.
是要改变行为。
It is to change the attitude.
而不是把那个孩子打死。
But not to hit this child to death.
所以父母在打儿女的时候，总是会留一手，就是不会下特别重。
When a parent hit their children, they will not hit them. They will withhold a bit.
所以神对待他的选民也是一样。
And God treats his people as likewise the same.
神不会丢弃我们。
God will not forsake us.
但是我们很容易丢弃神。
However, we are easily to forsake God.
所以这个信仰当中是这样子。
And in faith, it is like this.
神从来不会丢弃人。
God will never forsake men.
就像主耶稣对待加略人犹大一样
as like Jesus had treated Judas Iscariot.
明明知道他会偷钱
even though he knows that Judas would steal the money.
但他不戳破，他不讲。
However, he did not speak of any word.
希望他改变。
And wish him to change.
虽然耶稣知道谁要卖他。
Even though Jesus knows who is going to betray him,
就给他四次的机会
but has given him four opportunities to change.
有的时候在这个圣餐当中，就说第一个，你们不都是干净的，在约翰福音十三章里面写的，你们不都是干净的。
And sometimes in during Holy Communion, as what John chapter 13 has said, that not all of you are.
Food washing.
In the food washing, not all of you are clean.
因为耶稣远知道要卖他的是谁嘛。
Because God knows who is going to betray him.
设立圣餐之后又两次提醒。
After he has established the Holy Communion, then he did the same.
与我一起吃饭的要出卖我。
And he said that there is someone going to betray me.
这个东西好、哦，这沾了以后，这个饼沾了以后，拿给谁就是他。
When this food has been soaked with water, then it will be given to him, and that is him.
好、哦，加略人犹大说：“是我吗？”耶稣还说：“就是你啊。”And, 直接讲的这么明了，就是你。
And Judas and the bread has passed to Judas, and Judas said, "Is it me?" And Jesus has said, "Yes, it is you."
就是第三次了。
And this is the third time.
第四次是在客西马尼园。
And the fourth time is in the Garden of Gethsemane.
朋友，你是以亲嘴做记号吗
？And he will use a kiss as a sign.
四次的提醒，对加略人犹大来讲没有任何用处。
So four times of warning, but to Judas Iscariot, it has no effect.
所以耶稣在提醒当中说，这个人不要生在世上倒好。
And Jesus has said that this person should not be born in this world. It's much better.
因为他已经没有救了。
Because he cannot be saved anymore.
他的心思意念都是在钱财上。
His will and his heart is all in based on money.
所以我们不要像加略人犹大走到这样的地步。
We should not be as like Judas Iscariot until his position.
这就是神的审判，以及神给我们将来的希望。
And this is the judgment of God and the hope that He's given us in the future.
所以在小先知书里面，最后都会留到复兴。或者盼望。
In all the minor prophets' books, they will all have like a restoration.
就是不要把人赶尽杀绝，不要让人彻底绝望。
And doesn't let anyone to be hopeless.
因为神在先知书里面，他有一个主题，就是恶人灭亡岂是我所喜悦的嘛？恶人灭亡岂是我所喜悦的吗
？And then, and the prophets they have a theme which is that God does God wish all the people to be destroyed?
难道我不希望人回头离开所行的恶道吗
？Do I not wish those wicked people to turn back and come back to me and repent?
神真的希望人能够回头啊。
So God wished the people to repent and come back.
所以我们要趁早来。趁早回头归向神。
So we need to be early to return to God and repent.
好，那刚刚所讲的那一段话是在 以西结书的第十八章里面。
And all of this is in Ezekiel.
好，以西结书第十八章。
Ezekiel chapter 18.
三十二节。
Verse 32.
主耶和华说，我不喜悦那死人之死，所以你们当回头而活，而存活，当回头得到生命。
Therefore, turn and live.
好，那我们就这个阿摩斯书就分享到这里。
And our the book of Amos, we have Anna sharing here.
所以做个总结。
For a conclusion.
神的慈爱是大过人的过犯。
The love of God is bigger than the sin of man.
他希望人能够悔改。
He wished that men will turn back and repent.
众多先知在神面前恳求，神也改变了他的心意。
And a lot of prophets have asked God a lot of things, and God has changed their hearts.
所以我们看到说，神在寻找那个代求的。
So God is still seeking for that the person that intercedes.
神的意念是平安的意念。
God's will is a peaceful will.
他总是留一个希望给人啊。
He will still leave a path of hope.
我们是被神栽种的葡萄树哈，或是橄榄树。
We are the vines that is planted by God and not olive trees.
我们就不要离开神。
Then we should not forsake God.
因为神对于那背叛者是残忍的、严格的。
Because God has punished to the betrayer, God has a stricter punishment.
但对我们却是温柔的。
But to us, it is quite gentle.
只要我们恒久在神的爱中。
If we still seek and do in the love of God.
罗马书十一章二十二节。
In Romans
11
verse 22.
那我们就一起同心跪下祷告。
Now we'll all kneel down and pray in one accord.